Africa. I am an African. I owe my being to the hills and the valleys, the mountains and the glades, the rivers, the deserts, the trees, the flowers, the seas, and the ever-changing seasons that define the face of our native land. My body has frozen in our frosts and in our latter-day snows. It has thawed in the warmth of our sunshine and melted in the heat of the midday sun. The crack and the rumble of the summer thunders, lashed by startling lightning, have been a cause both of trembling and of hope. The fragrances of nature have been as pleasant to us as the sight of the wild blooms of the citizens of the veld. The dramatic shapes of the Drakensberg, the soil-colored waters of the Ligwa, Igqili, Nothukela, and the sands of the Kalahati have all been panels of the set on the natural stage on which we act out the foolish deeds of the theater of the day. At times, and in fear, I have wondered whether I should concede equal citizenship of our country to the leopard and the lion, the elephant and the springbok, the hyena, the black mamba, and the pestilential mosquito. A human presence among all of these, a feature on the face of our native land just defined, I know that none dare challenge me when I say I am an African. I owe my being to the koi and the sun whose desolate souls haunt the great expanses of the beautiful Cape. They who fell victim to the most merciless genocide our native land has ever seen. They were the first to lose their lives in the struggle to defend our freedom and independence, and they who as a people perished in the result. Today, as a country, we keep an audible silence about these ancestors of the generations that lived, fearful to admit the horror of the former deed, seeking to obliterate from our memories a cruel occurrence, which in its remembering should teach us not and never to be inhuman again. I am formed of the migrants who left Europe to find a new home on our native land. Whatever their own actions, they remain still part of me. In my veins courses the blood of the Malay slaves who came from the East. Their proud dignity informs my bearing, their culture a part of my essence. The stripes they bore on their bodies from the lash of the slave master are a reminder embossed on my consciousness of what should not be done. I am the grandchild of the warrior men and women that the Nzansi Kukuni led. Patriots at Tetrayon and Pepu took to battle. The soldiers Mushweshwe and Ngungunyane taught never to dishonor the cause of freedom. My mind myself is formed by the victories that are the jewels in our African crown. The victories we earn from Isandlwana to Khartoum. As Ethiopians, as the Ashanti of Ghana, as the Berbers of the desert. I am the grandchild who lays flowers on the Boer graves at St. Helena, the Bahamas, and the Fourier Monument. Who sees in the mind's eye and suffers the suffering of a simple peasant folk, death, concentration camps, destroyed homesteads, and dreaming ruins. I am the child of Nonausi. I am he who made it possible to trade in the world markets in diamonds, in gold, in the same food for which our stomachs yearn.